This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adore Udoji is away. And joining us now is Sarah Jacobs, who's an Africa specialist for Save the Children. She's on the line from BBC Television Center in London. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
So we are talking about a medical crisis, an epidemiological crisis in Zimbabwe, which now significantly compounds the political crisis, which has been going on for months in that country. Let me just state some facts here. 425 people are now known to have died from a cholera outbreak in Zimbabwe. The crisis has been fueled by the collapse of the country's health system, which is part of the political crisis, of course. Much of the capital, Harare, is without water. You've just returned from Zimbabwe. What's the situation, Sarah?
The situation is truly appalling now. As you say, there's a huge cholera outbreak which is rampaging across the country. Most families have no access to clean water. There's not enough food in the country even to feed health workers to safely treat cholera victims in isolated treatment camps. I was out in one of the rural areas and we took some food for a treatment camp there. The situation was really terrible. There had been a three-year-old little boy who'd died the day before, a nine-year-old girl who'd died a few days before that. In addition, there's a possible anthrax poisoning outbreak in the north in the Zambezi Valley. I say the children assessment has found already people dying, a lot of livestock on which families are dependent to survive for food are being wiped out. And this also may spread, has the risk to spread across the country again, putting even more strain on the country's resources. And aid agencies are, like Save the Children, we're responding to tens of thousands of people to help save lives, but we just need more resources. We need more money.
Sarah, I have to say that it's appalling enough to imagine that people are relying on anthrax-infested livestock for food in a place like Zimbabwe, and that the city of Harare, a city which is a city full of infrastructure, is without water. I mean, is it fair to say this is an utterly preventable crisis?
Well, Zimbabwe's systems have been under a huge amount of strain for many years. And we get to this stage, there's no functioning health system, no education system. The country really has fallen apart. And it is, as you say, particularly tragic because this is such a highly educated people. The country was very prosperous years ago, but now we have 5.1 million people dependent on food aid by the end of this year. And already there's not enough food coming into the country, which is why, as you say, families are eating potentially infected meat. I've met families who are still trying to survive on leaves that they're picking from mulberry bushes. All the children you see there are incredibly listless. You know, there's no ability to be like children anymore. Nearly all the schools have closed because teachers don't have enough food to get there. And aid agencies working on the ground, we have got the opportunity to get aid directly to people, but there are just so many millions now in need.
Sarah, we just have a few seconds. I want to ask a quick question, and that is, how does the political crisis compound the difficulty of distributing aid? People are not likely to send aid to Zimbabwe in the middle of a crisis if they have no idea how it's going to be distributed.
But aid and money coming through aid organizations like Save the Children go direct to communities. We've been working there for 25 years. So the money, the aid does get there. On top of that, of course, people in Zimbabwe need political stability. Children need stability. But people mustn't be afraid to give money to aid organizations because we can get the help and we're helping hundreds of thousands of people.
So the direct connections are still there. Don't use the political crisis as a reason not to give. Sarah Jacobs, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Africa specialist for Save the Children. She joined us from BBC TV Center in London.